This is UCC's 98.3 FM. It is currently 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. My name is Keane McDonough, and you are listening to episode 1 of International Index. Before we get started, there are a few people I need to thank, specifically Connor Lavin from the show Crossfade, who's been an incredible friend and supporter of mine since I started UCC, and of course, Shannon Cotter from the podcast Talking Pictures. He did so much organisation for me behind the scenes. The idea behind the show is to showcase the wide variety of cultures which flow into UCC every year through our international and Erasmus students. Hopefully I can bring you a slice of life from the various places around the world as I talk to guests about travel, music, culture and so much more. Today I am joined by two very special guests from Germany. Do you want to introduce yourselves, lads?
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm an international student from the south of Germany, from the Black Forest area, and I'm studying genetics in UCC.
And my name's Mara. I'm also an international student from Germany, but I'm from the very north, from Bremen, and I'm studying international development in my second year now.
That's class, lads. And we're going to talk a bit to them more about how they came to Ireland after this next song. Checkpoint an Bord, will von hier über London direkt nach New York. Denn ab heute lieb ich jeden Tag, als ob ich morgen tot wäre. Laufe durch den Park und werf mein Geld, als ob es Brot wäre. Yeah, nur noch Kaviar, Champagner oder Shampoos. Baby, ich erfüll dir wirklich jeden Wunsch mit Handkuss. Frühstück in Paris und danach schauen auf Hawaii. Und um das Ganze noch zu toppen, gehen wir shoppen in L.A. Also pack dir deine Zahnbürste ein, denn ab heute bist du mehr als an nur einem Ort daheim. Mit meinem Baby in der Hand, im Safe an der Wand, können wir tun, was wir wollen, und das Leben ist noch lang. Also komm, Baby, bitte mach dir nie mehr Sorgen um Geld. Gib mir nur deine Hand, ich kauf dir morgen die Welt. Egal wohin du willst, wir fliegen um die Welt. Hau sofort wieder ab, wenn es dir hier nicht gefällt. Sie will Kreditkarten und meine Mietwagen. Sie will Designerschuhe, davon ganz schön viel haben. Manolo Blahnik, Prada, Gucci und Lacoste. Kein Problem, mein Kopf, ich halt für deine Schuhe gleich ein ganzes Schloss. Geld baden und sie will Pelz tragen und sie will schnell fahren, einmal um die Welt fahren. Sie kann sich kaufen, was sie wollte, doch nie hatte, denn ich hab jetzt die American Express und zwar die schwarze. Also komm, Baby, bitte mach dir nie mehr Sorgen um Geld. Gib mir nur deine Hand, ich kauf dir morgen die Welt. Egal wohin du willst, wir fliegen um die Welt. Hau sofort wieder ab, wenn es dir hier nicht gefällt. Baby, bitte mach dir nie mehr Sorgen um Geld. Gib mir nur deine Hand, ich kauf dir morgen die Welt. Egal Okay, so back to our guests. Lucy and Mary, you were just saying why you came to Ireland and kind of why it was your choice to come to UCC here. Being from Germany, you know, it's a bit out of the way. So do you wanna talk a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. For me, I did my Abitur, which is the Leaving Cert equivalent in Germany, in English, and I did another thing called International Baccalaureate, which is also completely taught in English. So, like, since I started, like, my Leaving Cert program, I knew that I wanted to study in English. And, of course, I could have done that in Germany, but I feel like, what's the point? Like, if I could go to an English-speaking country to, like, properly practice it, that was kind of my motivation behind it. And then the course I'm doing, International Development, it's, like, UCC is one of the few universities in Europe that's offering it as an undergrad.
Okay.
So that's kind of why I came here. Just the course, the language, the people.
And you're still here, which is a good sign.
I'm still here.
Absolutely. And Lucy, what was the story for you? So
I spent a year in New Zealand during school, and I loved like being abroad and just living in a different country.
Were you studying in New Zealand?
Well, I went to high school there for
class.
A year.
That's
and big. So I knew that I really wanted to just get away again after school.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, Ireland, that actually sounds kind of cool. Like, it's in the EU, which is super easy. And like, it's an island.
Naturally,
you know,
New Zealand to Ireland, like it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so similar, of course. But Lucy, we were talking the last day. You had a
quite a funny story about your first kind of experience coming to Cork.
Like I came to Cork really last minute because I actually didn't expect to get into my course. And then they were like, okay, yeah, you're in now. You have to move over in 2 weeks. So I was there stressed trying to find accommodation. And I found a room in a house and I was talking to the landlord and she was like, okay, I can pick you up from the bus station because it's your first time here. You actually have no idea where you're going. So she picked me up and brought me over to the house. And my roommate wasn't there at the time. And she was like, oh, he's probably out somewhere. He might come back later. Yeah. So I was just there chilling in the living room. And after like 2 hours, my roommate walked in pissed. And
right,
he was
okay.
Like, oh, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. Is it all right if I bring a few lads over to the gaff now? And I was there like, I did not know what he was saying.
And
I just came there from Germany. I was like, what are lads? What's a gaff?
What is he talking about?
All of a sudden, like 10 boys walk in, like, session on, and that was my first night in Ireland. So.
And did you join in the session, Lucy?
I did,
yeah.
Yeah, great introduction to Cork.
Yeah. And do you like, is Germany like, how would you get about partying now? Would you do house parties? I know clubs are really popular in Germany, I've heard.
Yeah. See, I'm from the countryside. I don't know about Mara, but like, we love just like, there's random parties like on the mountains or, you know, in like big tents. Like, you know, we love Oktoberfest, so we kind of like try to do that all year round. Just have like massive beer tents and stuff and like bands and drinking.
And you're from the Black Forest area. I don't know much of the geography of Germany, but is that near
It's
Munich?
Like, it's on the other side.
It's on the other
side. Really close to France and Switzerland. I live about like half an hour from the French border and like 45 minutes from the Swiss border.
And would Oktoberfest be as big a deal as we think it is over here?
I think it kind of depends where you are. Like, I'm from the north. Like, we don't really associate with that.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
it's just like completely different cultures. It's like, I'd say it's mainly like Bavarian Munich culture that kind of spread further.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, I think every region in Germany kind of has its own thing. Like, we were talking about this, like, carnival. It's really big in the, like, Cologne area. And for some reason, where I live as well. And it's a little bit like Oktoberfest. Just, like, it's, like, Halloween and Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Makes, like, everyone dresses up. There's a parade.
Oh,
and then we just kind of drink.
The last night, we were texting, just getting organized for this show. And you're telling me something about some five seasons or five...
Yeah, it's like called the fifth season.
The fifth season,
yeah,
that's the one.
Because it's such a big deal that we had to add another season into it.
So what's the fifth season? Can you explain
it? So Carnival is the fifth season.
Yeah.
And it starts on the 11th of November at 11:11 in the morning.
Okay.
So, and that's like... In my school, it was such a big deal, like we got to leave class and everyone like dressed up and everything, and then that season goes until like, I don't know if it's called Rose Monday in English, but
it's like
a biblical, like a Christianity, like holiday thing, I think.
Yeah,
don't quote me on that.
Personally,
don't
I've never heard of it, but maybe
but that's just when traditionally that season ends, and then there's like a big parade. Honestly, I recommend to everyone looking at pictures from the Cologne parade. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so much
and
fun.
And do you live near Cologne? Do you marry?
No, I live like 4 hours away from it.
Okay.
Like 4 hours north of it.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
not really a carnival region.
All right. Okay.
But for some reason, like the like town that I live in, like everyone just celebrates it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
such a, I think we're like one of the biggest parades in northern Germany.
Okay, class. And if someone was listening now, and they wanted to go to Germany for maybe the festivals, the carnival, the fifth season, where would be like the spot to go?
Oh,
do you reckon?
Cologne.
Cologne is like the center. So you have Oktoberfest down south and you have the fifth season up north.
Well,
right, saying that?
It's like
or is
the
it everywhere?
Cologne
is like the middle. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say.
Right. Okay. Okay. So we're gonna jump into another one of our German songs. This has become personally one of my favorite songs after the lads introduced me to it this week. It is called Pocahontas, and it's an absolute tune. So get ready for that.
An der Haltestelle stehen und es tut weh, dich schon wieder so wiederzusehen. Und es tut weh, dass wir gleich wieder gehen. Und es tut weh, dass man sich nur sieht, weil bei mir so viel Zeug von dir rumliegt, das ich nicht mehr ertrage. Ich halte dich nicht fest und lass dich nicht los. Du gibst mir den Rest. Zu lang zusammen, um jetzt damit aufzuhören. Aber das ist ein verdammt beschissener Grund. Und mir ist nicht egal, wie gut du mich kennst. Und mir ist nicht egal, wie du mich nennst. Und mir ist nicht egal, wo du gerade bist.
This is UCC's 98.3 FM. You're listening to International Index. I'm your host, Cian McDonough. It is currently 25 minutes past 11 o'clock, and I'm joined today in studio by two very special guests from Germany. I was chatting to Lucy earlier about getting a car and bringing it over to Ireland from Germany, and I just thought it was a great story. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Lucy?
Yeah, sure. When I first came over to Ireland, I didn't have a car, but then I got introduced to the Cork public transport system, and I was like, I probably should try to get a car. I wanted to get the car in Germany though, because it's way like easier for me insurance wise and stuff. So I started looking at cars, and I was like, ideally I'd like to have a left hand drive, because obviously you would drive on the other side of the road in Germany. And I saw someone selling a car, and it was a Japanese lady who brought over her car from Japan because she worked at the company. It's a Chrysler. It's a bit of a like.
Yeah, and I want to stress. I've gotten a lift from Lucy before in her car, and this is like the most unique, coolest car I've ever seen. It looks like something out of like, I'd imagine this from like the 1960s California or something. Do you know, it's like a Chrysler. What's it like? Chrome orange.
Yeah,
it's got like daisies inside and stuff. I remember I went down to, is it Eden Hall where you live?
Yeah,
like I climb in Eden Hall by Austin Walls, and I was down in the car park, and I saw the car, and I was like, I know immediately who owns this car. Like, it's so recognizable.
So she brought it over specifically from Japan because she thought it was so cool, but then she realized it's really annoying to drive on the wrong side of the road in Germany, so she sold it to me.
Yeah.
And then I drove all the way through France to get on the ferry, but obviously in France, my steering wheel was down on the wrong side of the road. And there's so many tolls in France. So like every hour.
And they're so
hour,
expensive as well. I've heard they're like €15 a toll.
Yeah, I think I paid like, I don't know, €100 definitely at least for the way. But then every time, every hour I was at a toll, and obviously I was at the wrong side, so I couldn't read the machine to, you know, pay.
Yeah.
And I had to climb out of the car and run to the other side. And everyone behind me was like beeping at me and being like, here, hurry up. And
absolutely,
oh, I felt so stupid.
And how many days was that then, your road trip to Ireland?
It was 2 days. I think the drive was about like 11 hours.
Did you just drive on your own?
Yeah, and then the ferry. I took the ferry then to Wexford and then drove
back to your accommodation. that's sick. And Mary, you have a right-hand drive car.
I do.
And is that from Germany too?
Yeah, I brought it. Lucy and I just did the same thing. But I have like a Volkswagen Transporter, so it's like it's a little camper van.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
It's very funny driving here because obviously like everything is on the wrong side for me. Like Lucy did the right thing with buying the right hand drive. Anyway, but I have the toll situation here now. Luckily, all the times I actually did have to use the toll stations, I was with someone who could do it. But
yeah, absolutely. And you were saying, Mara, that you did a bit of time in Eastern Europe, and obviously kind of the concept of the show is kind of maybe to encourage people to get out and travel and maybe visit these countries we talk about.
Yeah.
And so you said you did a bit of volunteer time in Bulgaria. Do you want to maybe?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So I spent 6 months in Cherni Osim, a tiny village of 800 people in the Bulgarian Balkan Mountains.
And what were you doing there?
I was volunteering in a natural science museum, which I find kind of wild to be in a village of 800 people, but it was so much fun. It was such a great time, and I'm like, initially, I was a bit hesitant about going.
Yeah. Did you go on your own, Mara?
There was another girl with me. I didn't know her before, but
you knew her. You knew her by the end of it.
We knew her by the end of it. But it was so lovely, and I got to see so much of Eastern Europe. And I feel like it's such an underappreciated region. I would never have gone if I hadn't gotten that voluntary post. So
that's class. Yeah. And like, were you boarded up in accommodation, and did you leave the town, or were you kind of stuck in the town, or?
So we stayed in this old Eastern European house that like didn't have heating, didn't have insulation. We got there in March. It was like -3 degrees. we were just sleeping under like 3 blankets and everything. It was definitely a culture shock, you could say.
Class.
But we got used to it. It was lovely in summer. And we did take my car down there, so we drove around a lot in Bulgaria. We went to Romania, to Turkey, and to Greece.
Class. And oh yeah, so you drove a little bit around after that.
Yeah.
Was it your own camper van or?
Yeah, it was my I took my car because.
Oh, you're a transit.
I drove my car to Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have just been stuck in that town because the public transport there is almost as bad as the Irish, you could say.
Yeah.
And then we obviously had to drive back, and instead of driving the same route, we drove to Greece and then took a ferry from Greece to Italy and drove up from all the way from the bottom of Italy back up to Germany.
Plus, that's an amazing experience. Yeah. And you did that with your friend that you met on the trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I was chatting to you before as well, and both of you have done the Wild Atlantic Way in a camper van. Something that I've never done the Wild Atlantic Way. So do you wanna maybe talk what you get up to, what you go see, what you get up to?
Yeah, my sister and her boyfriend, they have a proper camper van.
Yeah.
They came over to visit me, brought another friend along, and we did the Wild Atlantic Way, and we actually had nothing planned. We were just going for it. We started in Cork. They came here for the night, and then we went on the road. We had no actual places to stay booked or anything, and we were we'll just rock up somewhere and stay there for the night. First night, everything that we drove past was no, we're booked out. It was July. We should have known it, but we just didn't think about it. So we ended up parking in the most random space ever. It was kind of there was a little car park on a mountain kind of thing. We definitely probably shouldn't have stayed there overnight. We were that'd be fine. And then we set up our table outside and our chairs and, cooked a bit of dinner and it was really nice.
Classic Irish.
The view was amazing. And then all of a sudden my friend goes oh, there's a cow. And we were what do you mean there's a cow? He's chatting shit.
Yeah.
We look around because we were kind of sitting in front of the camper van and about fucking 50 cows are coming our way and we all got so scared. We ran inside of the camper and we were oh my god, what's going on? We were just flooded by cows. We got all the way up to Galway and it was a really good trip.
Lovely. You're saying when did you do that? You did that in your
second year, 2021. So after my second year of college.
Oh, class! Wow, yeah, that's amazing. And you, you had a very funny story there about your. I want to say your sister's friend or someone.
Our friend. Yeah. He's a farmer in Germany.
Okay.
So he speaks no English, not at all. Yeah. And then on our last night, we were in the middle of nowhere. It was a tiny village and we found somewhere to stay there for
this
the night.
This was in Galway, was it?
It was before Galway somewhere.
Before Galway, okay.
And we were okay, let's go to the pub. It's our last night. We went to the pub and my friend, the farmer guy, he was okay, I want to talk to some of the girls here. And we were how is that going to work? You speak no English. He actually when we said we were going to the pub, he actually said, oh, let's go to the bub. Because he didn't even know word. It was that bad. And then we saw him there chatting to a girl or trying to chat to a girl, and we were how is he doing that? And we went over to hear what they're talking about, and then we actually heard that the girl was speaking in Irish, and because I was wait, I don't understand her. And he was oh, he thought it was English because he thought he just couldn't understand her anyway because he doesn't speak English. But she was actually talking in Irish.
So he was talking to a proper Gaeltacht. That's, and did it work?
It actually worked out for him. Yeah.
Right. Good for him.
Right. Okay. Up next, we're going to listen to another one of our German songs, Blonde Chaya, it's a sped up version. I'm really loving all this German music that the lads have introduced me to. I'm definitely going to delve into it more. Up next, Blonde Chaya.
Mit zu Penny, sie will billigen Sekt. 2 Euro, Ärmer auf dem Weg, Wir fahren mit Uber heute Nacht in die Stadt rein. Leere Straßen, leere Flaschen, ferner Bass. Leere Lagerhalle, brüchiger Backstein. Unsere Beine sind vom Stacheldraht zerkratzt. Hoy te quiero ver celebrando porque así tiene que ser. Vivir es un placer, brindaremos juntos al amanecer. Blonde Chai, illegaler Rave. Kaliskaya, dreckig ist der Taste. Sishi Paras, illegales Haze. Sie schreibt eine Nachricht, doch sie kriegt kein zweites Date. Blonde Chai, illegaler Rave. Kaliskaya, dreckig ist der Taste. Sishi Paras, illegales Haze. Sie schreibt eine Nachricht, doch sie kriegt kein zweites Date. Canta mujer tan hermosa, con el gringo bamba se pone cariñosa. El man que le canta porque son hermosa. Acá no hay todas son peligrosas. Mucho calor y poca ropa, tanto sudor pero nunca se agotan. Se ponen on fire con el bajo rebota. Chibi nunca falla y la rumba explota. Nena ponte bien bonita, yo te llevo a la pista. Hoy se abre botellita, vamos a pasarla bien mamita. Eres como dinamita, encendida, explosiva. Bailas y la gente grita porque eres tanta rica. Sinónimo de mamacita, un ejemplo para las chicas. Desde nuestra primer cita te quería bien cerquita. Dominó la tarima, Jerónimo del party. A mi vida no es tranquila, mentalidad de champion. Hoy te quiero ver celebrando porque así tiene que ser. Vivir es un placer, brindaremos juntos al amanecer. Blonde Chai, illegal rave. Kaliskaya, dreckig ist der Taste. Sishi Paras, illegales Haze. Sie schreibt eine Nachricht, doch sie kriegt kein zweites Date. Blonde Chai, illegal rave. Kaliskaya, dreckig ist der Taste. Sishi Paras, illegales Haze. Sie schreibt eine Nachricht, doch sie kriegt kein zweites Date.
Was another one of our German songs here on UCC 98.3 FM. You're listening to International Index with myself, Cian McDonough. It is currently 39 minutes past 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by two very special German guests in studio, as Germany is the theme for today's episode. We're just talking a bit off air about some kind of culture shocks coming to nightlife in Cork, you know, especially as like college students, you know, it's a big part of what we do is kind of nights out. So John, maybe talk a little bit about like the differences between maybe going out in Germany, going out here in Cork and all kind of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think everything just like finishes so early here. Like I think the first night I went out and like they did like the last round call around 2 and then we had to leave at 2:30. I was like, what? Like, because like in Germany clubs and bars, like they usually open until like 5 or 6 in the morning. So, like, everything just starts a little bit later. Like, we do, like, our prings at, like, 11, 12, kind of, and then, like, head to the club at, like, one or two maybe, because before that it's just dead, nothing there.
And I was kind of shocked by that, because I was like, Ireland, like, you know, a bit of a stereotype, but it's known for drinking.
For the booze
I was like,
culture, yeah,
it's a good drinking culture over there. And then I came to Cork and I was a bit let down. Also, when I first came here, I was 19 and I was so excited. First week in Cork, I want to go out. Yeah. And then everyone was like, oh yeah, no, you kind of have to see where you can go in town because we won't get in most places. And I was like, what do you mean we won't get in? And they're like, oh yeah, the clubs and stuff would probably be 22s and because it's a weekend. And I was like, 22s, but you can drink with 18. Why can't you get in? It was, I was a bit shocked by that.
Like I was saying there, I'm quite young. I'm only 19. I got out of Leaving Cert there last year, 2023, did my Leaving Cert. And I went away. I went interrailing, first stop, Prague. So my first kind of clubbing experience was in Europe. So I never really went to clubs in Ireland before that. And I think I went to, I've forgotten the names of them now. But there was definitely one club in Prague that I went to. And I remember it just being such a cool experience, getting to hang out, going out at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock into this club after going around Prague. And then coming back here and you're like, all the clubs close at half two, or, you know, it's definitely kind of a weird experience. And I think Ireland could benefit so much from bringing some of that kind of European culture here, because it's so much more chilled out. And, you know, I think everyone feels the need to get really drunk really fast here, because the nights end so early. Whereas
I know. I actually think that's why a lot of people here can't handle their drinks, because they're under so much pressure that they get way too drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So
and also the music is another bit of a difference. There's so many techno clubs in Germany. It's a bit of a stereotype as well, but the Germans love their techno. And here in Cork, it's kind of, there's not really much for that.
Yeah, we have kind of a, I've gotten into techno recently, since kind of doing... I was before when I was in traveling Europe, kind of got into it because some of my friends that I met were into it. And then especially prepping for this episode, I've been listening to quite a bit of techno. So it's kind of been a great, I've really been enjoying that for sure. But have you been to any of those techno clubs in Germany? I know Berlin has stuff like Bergenheim and Kit Kat. have you been to stuff like that?
Oh, I think they're probably more of the extreme examples.
For sure.
To be fair, I live in the countryside, and I feel partying in the countryside is very different to partying in the cities. It's still good. It's still so much fun.
Yeah.
But there's not so much techno going on where I live. It's more it's Eurodance. It's music that you can easily sing along to, and it's this whole thing in Germany.
I feel that's much more my early kind of partying experience, going out, you know, in the country. You kind of end up, I don't know, did you ever do field drinking? I almost kind of missed that a little bit, that was kind of your first kind of experiences. And do you have a kind of a bar culture? Is there more kind of a pub culture here than there would be in Germany?
Oh, definitely.
Because I think I was doing research for this episode and I read that Germany has 1,500 different types of beer.
We do love our beer.
You do love your beer, for sure. So is beer as much part of the culture as it would be?
It actually is, between different friend groups, there'd be different beer preferences. There'd be a bit of a bullying going on.
Yeah.
You see them over there drinking that beer, that's not great. Why are they not drinking this type of beer? And
it's
like a little bit of local patriotism as well.
Yeah.
I would never drink beer from Hamburg. I have to drink beer from Bremen. Because that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But then even in Bremen, there's two different kinds of beer.
Yeah.
It's this whole thing. I think it's such a big stereotype that we love our beer, but we really do.
Of course, yeah. No, sure, I think you're saying there, I think even in Cork you see Murphy's and Beamish has a bit of a rivalry going on. Would that be a similar kind of vibe to what's going on?
Yeah, it would be. Sure. It's just even more extreme because there's so many choices and they're so popular.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. I'm going to bring up another song now that you just told me about there. Something about horse riding. Do you want to explain that?
It was actually Cured, the song of the summer 2023.
Okay.
Where I lived. It was played on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
It's from a movie about horses. It's a children's movie.
Yeah.
Bibi and Tina. And then someone made a remix out of it, and it went viral, and they made it the song of the summer 2023.
So a little bit of techno now.
Is it techno again?
Oh, no, it's like no. A techno remix.
It's like a techno remix. Okay, so this is going to be a bit of an interesting experience for you guys. So we'll see. So listen to this now. This is UCC's 98.3 FM, and you're listening to International Index with your host here, Keane McDonough. That song was a German remix song, and I'm not sure how to pronounce the name of it, but the lads are going to tell me here now.
Mädchen auf dem Pferd.
Mädchen auf dem Pferd.
It's a girl on a horse.
Girl on a horse, right. Nice. So that was an experience, guys. Thanks for introducing it to me. So we're gonna chat a little bit here. I have a few kind of German is a very interesting language. I never learned German, but you guys are both fluent in it, and there's a lot of interesting words in German. So do you want to maybe tell me a bit about a few of your funnier, quirky words?
I'd love to get you to try to
pronounce
them.
Can I
say a word and then you have to try pronounce it?
After you?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to stress before I get into this that I am severely dyslexic.
Okay.
Okay.
Streichholzschächtelchen.
Can I get that one more time?
Streichholzschächtelchen.
Streichholzschächtelchen.
Not bad, but
do you want to tell me what that one means?
Matchbox.
Matchbox?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like one of your tongue twister kind of words?
No.
It's just a normal word, but it's really funny.
Okay, it sounds cool for sure. I was doing a little research yesterday about kind of your some of your quirkier words, like your more unique words. One that stood out to me there was, I don't know, you're going to have to help me with this one. Dreich. A shock. I want to have a go. Three cheeses high, apparently, is the direct translation.
Oh, drei Käse hoch.
Okay. And I feel like that. Is that, what would you use that? How would you contextualize that one?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's not really a word you use? No, it's
what kind of words would you be using, like, if you're like some of those more kind of strung together ones. You were talking a little bit about...
Oh, it's just like you can basically put every word you want together and have it make sense. So out of the words that you like found, I think verschlimmbessern is like, it's such a funny word. Because it basically just means like you want to make something better, but in the process of trying to make it better, you actually make it worse. But I like, I think those words, like they're just kind of normal for us.
Okay, whereas,
like,
okay.
There's like some fun German words that depending on how you pronounce them, they have completely different meanings.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about this with umfahren. So,
umfahren.
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 And if you say umfahren,
you,
it means you drive around something. Like there's a little gap between and fahren. But when you have umfahren like together, it means to run someone over.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, like same word, different pronunciation, completely different meaning.
Yeah, so you're down to phone, down the phone to someone, you say umfahren, you get it slightly wrong. You're like,
then they're like, wait, you drove somebody over? But you're like, no, I drove around.
No, just
somebody.
Drove around.
Or if you like don't know where to put the gaps in the words, it's like, oh.
Yeah, I was looking there a few fun facts about Germany, because I think it's a great country, amazing country. I haven't visited there personally.
Everyone visits Germany. We have loads of bread, loads of beer.
Yeah,
really good bread.
So
we love
culture.
A good bread.
And you're so massive as well. You can like travel around wherever you want.
Yeah.
There's so much to visit.
See, that's also like if you go to Germany, please don't go to Berlin. Berlin is its own world.
Also,
Berlin
please.
Has a place in the world. You can go there, go out one night.
Yeah.
It's fun, but don't say you've been to Germany. It's like its own country. There's so much more to see.
That's such a cool
thing. I'd recommend Munich.
Yeah, it's with Munich as well.
Yeah, but it's like whenever people visit Germany, they're like, oh, we went to Munich and Berlin. It's like they are like its own entities. Like they do not represent Germany as
they
a whole.
They kind of have their own unique culture. Like
go
Berlin.
To the Black Forest. Go to the North Sea. It's, it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Like I went to, what is it? I went to like on the border with Germany and Czechia. And I did a lot of like mountain climbing there. And it was so different from anything I'd been to before. It was like, the Swiss Bohemian National Park. I want to say, and like that was kind of weird for me because I was traveling on my own and I kind of just rocked up there and I was the one like English speaking Irish person and it, all the rest were like Czech and German families on their hiking holidays.
And,
like,
we do.
I want to stress, like, I think German families on hiking holidays are some of the funniest people I've ever seen. Like they have like a certain level of intensity.
Oh yeah,
like, even their outfits.
Around,
I love judging their outfits.
German
like,
just by the way they dress.
Like I was rocking around going to like all these mountains and stuff just in my like jeans or in tracksuit or whatever, but they're like kitted out.
Oh
like,
yeah,
they're ready to climb Everest
prepared
at some of the gear
for every
they have.
Possible situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was like, it was really funny just to be around them, you know? And I think there's kind of all that little bits of like culture and stuff. Like every culture kind of has the stereotypes, but I think Germany's got some pretty cool ones. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were chatting there. Germany, in fact, has the longest word of any language, I think.
Do we?
I was reading yesterday. Yeah. You do. A 79-letter word, which is pretty intense. And I was reading about it. I was like, Germany is a language like that facilitates this because you can like compact vowels a lot or something along those lines. So it's like rare that you'd ever get this, and it's just because you're able to compact vowels so much that you're able to get this word. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Why not?
Why not? Cause
it's fair. I think we'll have issues with it as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a go?
I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Donau Dampfschifffahrts Elektrizitäten Hauptbetriebswerk Bau unter Beamtengesellschaft.
Oh, that was so good.
That was class. Well done.
Spelling that is definitely harder than saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Say.
That's
so
really
long.
Good though, Lucy. It is. That's, and I was just reading there, it's the name of a shipping company or something along those lines. So not as interesting as it sounds, but definitely, yeah. I was also reading that Haribo runs a scheme where local children exchange acorns for sweets. I don't know if that's something you grew up involved in.
No, I don't know. Maybe that's just like
maybe
a local
a
thing where it's being produced or something.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, just that sounded quite interesting. Like, for nature reserves, they feed animals with the acorns.
Oh, that's
and
so nice.
You bring the acorns in and you get sweets, which is really cute.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really nice. But maybe you didn't have that in your locality. I also read you have 35 regional dialects, which you wouldn't think, because, like, you think German.
Actually,
would
when
be
I
so,
would, like, speak to Mara, we would speak very differently.
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I'd have, like, we'd have quite a strong
Like, because I know in Ireland we feel pretty unique because we, like, you know, we'd sound so different down here to people in Donegal, even like people in like West Cork would sound so much different to us here living in the city. Like, and you know, in the States you don't really have that as much, or like in the UK I guess you have that as well, but like to think about it in other languages you wouldn't think that. So like is there like a wild difference from like region to region?
Yeah, it's
like,
very big difference.
Yeah.
And also because I live very close to Switzerland, our dialect's a bit more towards Switzerland, and like I would have no problem like understanding Swiss German if people like spoke in Swiss German. But I don't know, Mara, can you like really understand
it? No, I wouldn't. I think like, so everyone in Germany kind of learns High German, like the proper German.
Okay.
And where I live, the dialect is a bit closer to that than I'd say like Southern Germany or even like Eastern Germany. But I realized when I went home over Christmas that like even I do have like a dialect, like a Bremen, like a Northern German, like West Frisian dialect a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
But I think people will understand me easier than Lucy if she spoke like full on German dialect. She's probably more able to understand people from like Southern Germany than I am.
I know it's kind of hard to describe because it's another language, but like, would there be like, is it like certain words or is it like an accent or like?
It's both, yeah. It's different words like, pronunciations.
Yeah, man, it's so hard. Like, I guess it's easy to conceptualize because you have like different like Irish dialects or like regional dialects, but like, just to think about that in German is like kind of a weird thing, especially when you don't speak it, I guess. But yeah, of course. We're saying there something about that. I was reading there, we were chatting, we had a good laugh about this, that Angela Merkel has a Barbie doll created after her. And I looked this up.
I'm disappointed she didn't make it into the Barbie movie.
Oh,
I know.
Oh my God, imagine.
Yeah, the Angela Merkel Barbie. That would be gas. And apparently it was made in 2009, right after the financial crisis, which is kind of interesting. Was she chancellor in 2009?
I think so, yeah.
God, she was chancellor for a very long time, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. It's kind of weird because we kind of grew up with her and now it's a different government and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And would, like you were saying, kind of Angela. Is that Angela correct?
Yeah.
She's kind of like almost a meme.
Oh yeah,
she's an icon. Like,
yeah,
even if you don't like her politics, like, she's just an icon.
Like nobody really like not everyone agrees with her party, but it's just like everyone agrees kinda, with her. She's funny. Like, we make loads of
kind of like
her
Art Duran. Michael D is kind of a meme for our country.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that.
We all love him so much, and I guess it's easier when he's not connected to a political party, you know. But like, that's really funny that you kind of have those similarities. Yeah. You know, that's wild. I also read there just the last one that Germany has beer purity laws.
Oh yeah, it's the oldest law in Germany still in existence.
That's an absolute classic.
I think it's from like the 16th century or something, like when Germany wasn't even like a united state.
Yeah,
and it just kind of mandates what is allowed to be sold as beer in Germany and what is not.
Yeah.
So all beer made in Germany has to like adhere to the beer purity law. If it comes from inside the EU. But like not Germany, it doesn't have to because EU laws. But if it come like if there's beer coming from outside the EU into Germany and it doesn't adhere to the beer purity law, it's not allowed to be sold as beer in Germany.
We were actually talking about this in Morocco because someone ordered a ginger beer and they were like, "Oh, that's quite interesting." And in Germany, that would not be allowed to be like called or advertised as a ginger beer. They'd have to call it like a ginger drink mix or something.
Because it doesn't qualify
with the law.
And like, can you get German beer here? Have you been?
I think so. You can get German beer in the Bierhaus pub. It's so nice.
Yeah?
Like they have Hefeweizen in there.
Hefeweizen.
It's wheat beer.
Wheat beer. Yeah. And is Irish beer allowed to be beer when you're in Germany?
Because it's in the EU. Like.
Oh right, okay. That's very handy. Right, lads, I think we're all out of time there. It's just gone 12:00. This is International Index, and it's been our first episode, and it's been a very successful one. And I want to thank the two lads for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime. So if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. I have an Instagram at international_index. Also, I'll have a new episode up every Friday here at 11:00. at, I will also post, hopefully, I'll have to organize it. I'll be posting this on Spotify through UCC 98.3 FM. Thanks for listening, guys. And I'm going to play out with this tune called Romantica, introduced to me by a good friend of mine, Owen Scully, and it's an absolute banger. So I hope you enjoy.